What's up, America? Hey, we survived. If you were in the Midwest, we're here. Our knees were weak. Our shoes are salt damaged. But we're here. We made it. Oh, God. That was last week. Can you believe that? I thought it was like a month ago. I forgot what we did on Saturday at the machete. Just talking to Clark about the clip we're going to play. I was like, is that right? Or was that 2 months ago? Turns out it was Saturday. I feel like I'm in Memento, except a way less interesting version of Memento, where the tattoos on my body are like, buy milk. I'm like, oh, okay, I should have done that. Damn it. Thanks, me. What's in the news? First headline, pot smokers have more sperm, new study shows. This comes from Clark Bender, who emailed this to me, and then I opened it. So now all of my Facebook algorithms are all fucked up. But are they, though? Because, like, I'm fully aware of what I do with my time. I have to add that the gif on this Daily Beast article is a pot leaf with a bunch of sperm dancing around it. It's fucking charming.
It's your new flag.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Okay, so according to a study published Tuesday in the journal Human Reproduction, it found that people who smoke marijuana had higher levels of sperm concentration than people who have never tried marijuana. So, yeah, just saying, legalize it. More reasons than one. That's it. That's the whole story. They don't know 100% if that's true or not, but they're just like, hey, by the way, we found all these dudes, they got high. They're firing fucking our arsenals, man. And I'm like, that's the best metaphor I got right now. Leave me alone. All I'm saying is smoke pot, get high, and fuck. Okay, you don't need me to tell you that. But this one, this is different. This is next level. Huffington Post, February 4th, 2019. Universal Studios Orlando now has, and this is the headline, a butt-naked troll that farts glitter at guests. Yup. Guy Diamond, a troll from the Trolls animated movie, has a butt that farts glitter at guests. Just Google Guy Diamond farting glitter and your day has been made. Universal Studios is dedicated to bringing the world of their movies to real life, they made a naked troll mascot that farts glitter on people. I love the world sometimes, especially fucking Florida. Hey, this is gonna fuck you up. Vave, a Los Angeles-based internet startup, is offering customers the luxury to choose when to become sick with the cold. So for $79.99, they will send you a box containing a petri dish which houses facial tissues used by a sick person. So you can buy your own cold. For $80! That's overpriced. Shit, I can go on the red line and get that shit for free. Anyway, speaking of colds, our top story was that we survived the polar vortex. So for that, we go live to me!
I can't promise that you like me, 'cause it could go downhill. Can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Oh my God, can you hear me? Are you real? Tell me this is real, because a second ago, I was talking to this nice guy on the red line about how I finished Marvelous Miss Maisel because I couldn't leave the apartment for 3 days. And I was all, it's charming as hell. And he agreed, kept smiling, didn't say anything. Upon closer inspection, it wasn't in a polite kind of way, it was in a John Carpenter kind of way. And I blinked my eyes and found out I was still in my apartment. Here's the thing. I wasn't watching the Marvelous Miss Maisel. I've never seen The Marvelous Ms. Maisel, but apparently now I don't have to. Anyway, what year is it?
2019.
Thank you. It feels like I started. Thank you for being on that, by the way. I feel like I started 2019 off in a Game of Thrones-y kind of battle-ready sneer, and now I'm like Nell, just trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and my peace has been disturbed. Shit. Did we reset?
We've been wishing we could reset the timeline. Did that happen? Oh, shit. Was it a Thanos snap? No, call your friends and loved ones. Make sure they haven't been dusted. No, don't be crazy. It was the vortex. We survived the vortex. I shall do best to remember the events of the past 72 hours. But I fear if I remember, I may wake up on my couch again, deep into movie number 15, and I'm all out of beer. It was right in front of us this whole time. In fact, there's two upper-level low-pressure areas near the Earth's poles, each rotating in a cyclone, clockwise on the south, counter on the north, that extend all the way from the stratosphere to the troposphere, tightly pressing super cold air against the planet like two celestial beer fridges of the gods. Forever strong and weak at times, on average it keeps it loose, which is the issue. Because that means it's just one push away from going out of bounds, and when that happens, it splits into multiple vortices. And those kids are out of control. And then they creep into North America. Basically, it's like this. There's two wizards, and they both have these ice winds spinning on each side of the earth. And sometimes they get tired, and the ice winds kind of do what they want, which is when the elves send word to the riders, and then there's the, but wait, where am I? Anyway, polar fucking vortex. Stepping out in 2019. On January 29th, around the evening time, if you looked up, you could see a big cloud line coming over the Sarpinos like somebody opened the Book of the Fucking Dead. And that was the low-pressure prepared ceviche of Arctic temperatures cruising into town, dropping the temperature of Chicago down to negative 38, wind chills around the negative 50 mark. We'd have more information, but everybody called in frozen that day. At that temperature, you can get frostbite in 15 minutes. And after they all thawed out and crunched the data, it may go down as the coldest day on record since 1999. 340 daily cold records were broken or tied in the Midwest alone from January 30th through January 31st, according to the Midwest Regional Climate Center. And some notable holy fuck award winners from the polar vortex of 2019 are minus 43 degrees northwest of Mather, Wisconsin on Wednesday, January 30th, tied the all-time low at that location from records dating back to 1903. Minus 33 degrees Thursday morning, January 31st in Moline, Illinois, shattered the all-time record low of minus 28 degrees from February 3rd, 1996. Minus 31 degrees in Rockford, Illinois, Thursday morning, January 31st, topped its previous record of minus 27 degrees from January in 1982. Minus 30 degrees in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Thursday morning, January 31st, beating the previous all-time record of minus 29 degrees. The highest lowest, because you got to think upside down now, like Doctor Strange, man. Was negative 56 degrees in Cotton, Minnesota, which would have kicked the previous record out of bed for eating crackers, but according to science, a thin layer of fog was enough to just keep it up a few degrees. That's what we're playing with here, people. Thin fucking odds. Oh, but you're a fly boy. Never tell you the odds. Well, here's the thing. I just fucking did. And that's all a bunch of great science to chew on, but going through it was something different. Started around 9 a.m. when I woke up and figured I should go out and get coffee and a breakfast, Sammy, like I always do. But fuck that Arctic Explorer. The door's frozen shut, as are the windows. Looks like I was going to have to make do with whatever I forgot I had in the pantry. And then it became a game of how the fuck do I cook this when it came to making food, because we figured beer was enough to get since we could probably go out for lunch or something if we bundled up. That's a nainer on that, my little snow bunny. Your skin would freeze in 15 minutes and your tauntaun would freeze before you reach the first marker. Fuck it. Let's just eat some chips and watch whatever movies we want. It's like a snow day in elementary school. Remember those? And that's all fine and dandy until hour 12 when you forgot whether or not you showered or were even wearing clothes, and that's when it hit me. There was no one else there. I've been marathoning movies alone, and there was still 24 hours to go. It was on the 10th movie, a sprightly little film called Platoon, because it was free on Amazon, that I realized I had the power to taste colors. 3 Hot Pockets later, that power was gone. Night fell, and it was quiet. When we woke up, it was Friday. Ice on the windows had melted because it was finally a whole degrees outside. And we emerged into the sunlight, only to go back in, because why the fuck not? We've come this far. Today was different. Today was nice. It was almost 30 degrees, and we figured we should move before our muscles atrophied. And it was still, oh, I was still only talking to myself, so maybe some orange juice wouldn't hurt. On this day, Groundhog Day, we are all the groundhogs. And since NASA has the Aqua satellite in orbit keeping tabs on all this polar fuckery, we know now it's gonna be happening more frequently. You see, the reason the polar vortex gets out of its cage more than that pet iguana your great aunt used to have is because the oceans are getting warmer and they put more moisture into the air, which pushes the storms, which causes the ball to roll down the track and hit the pole, which brings down the shitty plastic cage if it fucking works this time. You guys all remember Mousetrap. But like, instead of whatever happens when that happens in the game, because when we bought it to set, never mind, it's fucking real. It's our place. It's our earth where we keep all our stuff. Apocalyptic shit is no game. Nobody wants to live in the apocalypse. It makes for a good movie binge, okay? Can you imagine living in a world that looks like Mad Max Fury Road? I mean, yeah, it's called Burning Man, but those people can go back to the suburbs if they have to. Yeah, The Day After Tomorrow was a solid thrill train with Dennis Quaid's concerned dad face in the conductor's seat, but it's gonna get old fast. And if that's too dated now, because it's the future, imagine you went outside and the whole world was the fire festival. Yeah. We love watching disasters. But being in one is scary, it's dangerous, and if you make it, you're in shock, which means you can't even enjoy making it out alive. It sucks. It's like space, which is another fucking lie. Movies, I'm looking at you. You made me think the space was gonna be awesome with your sexy Star Wars, Star Trek, Starman, Starship Troopers. And then you go and tell me the truth. It's like you want me to break, man. It's like you want to see how this goes. Well, I'm tired of the lies. Here's the thing. Nature wants to kill you. All the time. Because to nature, you're food. It's up to us to figure out how to stop fucking around and learn how to scuba dive or get our pilot's license, get our boating license, learn wilderness survival. You should have been doing that in junior high. Why weren't you? What wasn't metal enough about learning how to make a fire pit? It's coming for you and it's fucking mad. Cut to montage. Except, it's even worse than that. It's not gonna be a bullet time explodey brawl with some sweet fucking wire work and the rock is Mother Nature. Who doesn't think you have a rocket launcher, but oh shit, you had it this whole time. You fire a rocket into the polar vortex, which explodes back to freezing because it's a government freeze rocket and Black Panther is there. It's not. That's why we watch movies. The truth is, nature doesn't care about you. But if you poke it and piss it off, it's gonna shift positions, just like you on the couch around film 4 of the Harry Potter oeuvre when you realize you forgot to eat. So far as we know, humans, this is the only home we got that has a great beer selection and tots. So do your research. You got the internet right next to your ass. So I implore you to look up why it's essential you all stop eating so much meat and dairy. Donate to the Natural Resource Defense Council. Take a look at the Trust for Public Land and watch your elected officials. See who's down for clean and renewable energy and stop asking if they believe in climate change and start asking what are you going to do about it? Because if you think it's this bad on the end of the Titanic sticking up out of the ocean, look to the bow. And can we all agree that there was plenty of room on that board if Rose would just scoot her ass down a little bit? Jack didn't have to die. It's like that here. There's room. Don't let go. Because you're all great. We're great. I kind of want to keep doing great, not have to start bartering for gasoline and deciding who to eat first. Though, it does make for a good movie binge. Anyway, give me a minute to get my shit together and we'll get to work.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only on the planet, Jed the Bird!
Chad, you didn't tell the audience that you love them.
Yeah. So, I passed out, I fell down cause I was holding on by a thread. I had been through so much atrophy and my system was degrading and I hadn't eaten anything that I hadn't already previously bought. And then I got there and I was like, crap, I need to get some nutrients. I need some nooch. And then I just fell down. I was good though. It was mostly the beer I was drinking.
I hope somebody turned you on your side.
Well, I didn't stay passed out. I just kind of fainted. I had a brief pass out. I had a taste of the pass out, and then I woke. A petite mort, which I believe is the French for orgasm, if that's not true, at me. But I believe that is true. Speaking of orgasms, here's the misconception about smoking marijuana giving you higher sperm count. It's that people originally thought that it lowered your sperm count, which is not true. They also believe that it got your sperm high, which apparently is not true, but I'm not sure how you test that. Do you just hang a lava lamp in a testicle and just see if they all show up, or how does that work?
Put a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, see if they go for it. But again, why wouldn't you? I don't know. How do you test for highness outside of hey, let me look in your eyes. Let me smell your face. And I mean, that's about it, right? I mean, there's blood tests, but are you going to blood test every sperm? That's a whole weekend. You don't have time for that. You got so much else you should be doing. But yeah, that's the misconception. It lowers your sperm count, but it doesn't, apparently. It gives you fucking a healthy armada of spams. But according to this guy, George Chavarro, who's a Harvard researcher who studies the impact of nutrition and lifestyle changes on fertility, he told the Daily Beast, this does not mean that using marijuana is going to increase your sperm count if you have a low sperm count. So, if anything, this study has a lot of holes that they need to fill with sperm info.
I'm not touching it.
Damn right. But you're the one who sent it to me, so that's why I'm talking about it.
I knew you would love it.
It is. It's good news, because at least I know that I'm doing something right. But let's get back to Guy Diamond, the farting troll that's terrorizing children at Universal Studios right now. Wow. Okay, so the troll does a dance for the guests. Then after cutting loose, Guy Diamond releases a sparkly shart. That's his whole job. I wish someone would pay me to do a dance. Then fart glitter on someone. And that's it. Day done. Finished. I've put in my hours and time. P.S. Vave. Where do you get the sick tissues? Apparently they have a stable of go-to sneezers that are recruited from the internet. And right now they have claimed that they have sold 1,000 used tissues. The internet is a fascinating place. See, that's the thing. We should be getting in on this. You know, we could combine it and just have this troll fart glitter on a tissue and charge people, $90 just to have it.
Right.
Think about that. Notice I didn't touch the sperm story because I feel like you knew where I was going with that one. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises that has farted from the butts of many trolls and is the glitter of my day. Special thanks to Jacob Serio, who records from the board live at the Green Mill every Saturday at 3 o'clock for the Paper Machete, where we do the live story, which you should come see, but get there by like 1:30 or you're fucked. Not even SOL. There's no way. You have to get there at 1:30 and claim your space, because that place is, as you heard, a madhouse. Please rate and review this podcast, because that's how the stuff works, and you should do that for me, and I'll, you know, do something for you. I don't know, you just email me at thebirdchad@gmail.com, and I'll come up with something. Find me on Instagram, find me on the Twitter, I'm everywhere, and I'm getting better at it. So, if you like what you see, please give me a little like. But yeah, seriously, write and review, that's important. If you have a small business and would like to sponsor the Chadcast, please email me at thebirdchad@gmail.com, as previously stated. And or just say hi, I'm there. And then I don't know, you know. So don't buy tissues on the internet that have been sneezed on. That's my advice. Still a little out of it from the vortex, so you'll have to excuse me if I'm sluggy.
Does pot smoking increase glitter farts?